问题，我看到哪一章，我念哪一章，我们就照哪一章。
这个字太少了吧？
怎不可在伪现代向解构主义者辨识什么的真理啊？向他们讲圣经的真理，对他不说圣经的真理，只是在建
议。
建
一种
一种啊，你这个大概是后过世程度叙事的架构，这你从前读什么书不懂，这不可的进入什么
不可以。 我看一下，
那放下好了，我不明白你在讲什么。你可能是面对解构主义者，解构是 deconstructionism， 这是二十世纪末后的时候一种的哲学。所以你看那个房子呢，突然间有几个这个钢筋水泥露出来，有几个突然间被包起来，有一些好像慢慢就掉下来，那个都是解构主义的表现。所以外面你看不出那个整个的结构。那这个思想已经在建筑、在文学、在各样的文化阶层里面出现啊，根本就是反对形式上有建构的组织的那些形式。那这样的表示人类已经不再信任这些有真正结构的形式的一些文化事物，是这样的。那这个呢，我呢今天没有时间好好解答你这个问题，你稍微知道什么叫结构主义。我们相信上帝是组织的创造者。
We believe that God is the creator of organization.
上帝是架构的建立者。
God is the one that builds up structures.
纯正的信仰应当有架构。
And so a pure faith ought to be structured.
那些不是重要的东西可能不需要架构。
Those things that are not too important, perhaps we need not have organization.
我们才能在信仰上站立的稳，又能够对整个世界做一个批判的这种积极的功用。
With proper faith structure, then we can stand firm in faith and be able to have a positive impact on the world.
Is being a Christian in the end a matter of our own will?
成为基督徒到后来的就是追根究底，是不是因着我们自己的意念？
There's nothing as an accident in God's knowledge.
在上帝的智慧里面，没有一样事情是偶然的。
Nothing happened without the pre-knowledge of God.
所有发生的事情，上帝预先必然知道。
And anything that happened,
所有发生的事情
should be in the realm of the allowance in the permittance of God.
就是上帝亲自允许的，
他是许可的，
他许可的。
So there is nothing as the unknown future of God's prospect.
所以在上帝里面，未来不可能是一个未知数。
There's nothing happen without the knowledge of God.
所有所发生的事情都不在上帝的智慧之外。
But God's will must be divided into four realms.
但是上帝的旨意能够分成四个层次。
First,
第一个
eternal planning,
就是上帝永恒的计划。
Second,
第二个
dynamic process in history of guidance,
上帝在历史上动力的这个引导。
Third,
第三
the permission of God to happen,
上帝的许可。
Fourth,
第四
God give up so no more interference to theforce and the corrupted freedom of man's choice.
上帝的任凭不再管人自己从堕落的自由意志里面所决定的一些事情。
Anything which is evil,
所以凡是邪恶的东西
is not caused by God.
不是由上帝而来。
Anything which is good,
所有良善的东西
must be originated from God.
一定是从上帝而来。
So if you happen something, occur something in your life that is not good for you,
如果你的生命里面变一些对你不好的东西
must not blame God,
你不可以怪上帝。
Because God is neither the cause nor the source of evil.
因为上帝不是邪恶的创造者，也不是邪恶的推动者。
And he never planned anything evil.
在他的意念里面没有一样事情是邪恶的。
Your freedom should take the responsibility when you choose something not good.
当你选择了不好的东西的话，你必须为你错误的选择做出负责任。
Just like Jesus said in John 8:44,
就好像耶稣基督在约翰福音第八章第44节说
，Satan is the liar.
撒旦是一个说谎者。
He's the father of all liars.
他也是所有说谎者的父。
He lied is from himself.
他是因着自己而撒谎。
Not from God.
不是因着上帝。
So Jesus also said about Judas.
耶稣也提到犹大。
You can do what you want to do now.
他说你当做的现在去做吧。
Jesus didn't say you can do what had been planned by God for you to do now.
他没有说你按照上帝为你计划的东西去做。
You go to do what you want to.
他说你去行你所要行的。
All the evil things is derived from man.
所以所有的邪恶东西都是从人自己出发的。
But the good things is caused by God.
唯有好的东西是从上帝而来。
无所不能的圣灵还有担忧的事情吗？
Can the Almighty Omnipotent Holy Spirit be grieved?
担忧不表示他没有把握控制，所以变成挂虑担忧的那种担忧。
This grieving is not the grieving of anxiety of our control.
圣灵的担忧的意思是什么呢？
What does it mean to grieve the Holy Spirit?
他看见我们不顺从，他为我们伤心的意思。
It means that he is saddened when we are disobedient.
他看见我们没有照着应当发展的正面的这个情形，达到他为我们计划的，他为我们痛苦的这个意思。
He is pain in his heart because he sees that we do not fulfill the potential and plan that God has given to us.
好像你很聪明的孩子。
For example, a very bright child.
突然间决定不要读书。
Suddenly he decided to give up school.
你会很难过。
You will feel sad.
这是表示你还尊重他的自由。
It means you still honor his sense of freedom.
你不逼他的自由。
You do not take over his. You would not force him to make a decision.
他的自由。使你为他难过是那个意思。
But the exercising of his freedom saddens you.
这个跟圣灵的无所不能没有关系。
This is not related to the omnipotence of the Holy Spirit.
问上帝是万能的。
If God indeed is the Almighty.
为什么上帝让那么多的坏人去统治一个国家或者地方，而但是好人就受害
？Why would God allow evil people to rule over nations so that the good suffer?
上帝是万能的。
God is Almighty.
这句话不是说他去欠你债，什么事要替你解决清楚，才叫做他是万能。
The omnipotence of God does not mean that He will solve all your problems so that He will be Almighty.
上帝是万能的。
When we say God is omnipotent,
圣经有这样的话，全能的上帝。
The Bible says Almighty God.
圣经还有一些话你要注意。
But the Bible also have other descriptions.
它有很多不能的事，圣经写下来。
There are many things God cannot do in the Bible recorded.
不能犯罪。
He cannot sin.
上帝绝对不说谎。
He cannot lie.
上帝绝对他不反悔。
He absolutely will not regret.
上帝决定不背负自己。
He will not betray himself.
上帝决定不以黑暗为光明，光明为黑暗。
He will not trade darkness as light and vice versa.
你说这些都是上帝不能的事情。
You say, well, it means God cannot do many things.
上帝不能把黑暗变成光明吗？
Can God not make darkness into light?
上帝能把光明变成黑暗吗？
Can He not make light into darkness?
上帝能背负他自己吗？
Can He betray himself?
不能，不能，不能。
We say no.
如果这些不能，怎么说他是万能？
So how then can God be the Almighty?
你明白的意思吗？
Do you know what I mean?
所以圣经有一节特别中文翻译非常反人性的话语。
There are some description in Chinese in the Bible that is paradoxical.
撒母耳对扫罗说。
Samuel said to Saul.
你既然做这个事。
Since you have done this,
我现在告诉你，
Let me tell you this.
绝对没有后悔的上帝说他后悔逼你做王了。
The God who will absolutely not regret said that I have regretted setting you as king.
上帝从来不后悔的。
God will not regret.
那为什么后悔你扫罗做王？
Why did he regret having Saul?
决定了你不可以做王。
He meant that he has decided that you will not be king.
从前逼你做王，现在才后悔。
So although he made you king, now he's regretting.
不要你做王，他是永远不会后悔这件事。
But he will not regret the decision to get you off as king.
那你说这个不是圣经的自我矛盾吗？
So is it contradictory?
请你注意听下面的话。
Take note of what I'm about to say.
人的实际是很有限。
We are very limited in the way we express ourselves.
你看圣经自相矛盾，他不向我传福音，我不要听这样的话，你就自己把自己限制在义愤中间，永远没有进步。
So if you argue that the Bible is self-contradictory, you are actually forcing yourself into ignorance.
其实扫罗做王的不是上帝的意思啊。
It is not the will of God actually to set Saul as king.
是百姓的要求。
It was the demand of the people.
上帝的意思是立大卫，百姓不等就先立了扫罗。
The will of God is to have David as king, but the people were impatient.
那么绝不后悔的上帝什么意思呢？
What does it mean to say that God will never regret?
永恒的旨意现在要告诉我。
It means that the eternal will of God is to be announced.
后悔设立你做王什么意思呢？
But what does it mean to regret certain soulless thing?
就是你的作王从前还有上帝的怜悯，现在对你的怜悯结束，上帝的公义临到你，是这个意思。
It means that the righteousness of God is now upon Saul, although God was pleased with him earlier.
每一次你看到圣经里面后悔、后悔、后悔，上帝后悔，这讲什么呢？
Every time you read the Bible and you see the word God regrets, what does it really mean?
第一次出现是在创世纪第六章。
The first time it appears is in Genesis chapter 6.
耶和华从天上看，人在地上犯罪作非常多。
The Lord God sees that man has massive sin.
众人所思想都是罪恶。
And all they thought about was sin.
上帝就后悔造人在地上。
And the Lord regretted creating man.
在诗篇第九十篇说。
In Psalms 90.
主啊，求你为你的仆人后悔。
O Lord, be regretful for your servant.
约拿书第三章说。
Jonah chapter 3.
耶和华就后悔不把灾祸降给尼尼微城的人。
The Lord God regretted not sending a catastrophe on the people of Nineveh.
那么这些后悔三四次出现什么意思？
These words appear so many times, what does it mean?
你说我知道，我知道，就是像我们这样做错事的后悔，也上帝也是这样。
You say that, well, it's like us, we regret when we make a mistake.
这叫以小人之心度君子之腹啊。
This is a despicable man, a person trying to figure out.
怎么可以把你的感觉套在上帝身上？上帝跟我一样，上帝跟你一样，你跟上帝不一样，那么上帝会跟你一样。
How can God be like us?
那句话到底要讲什么呢？
So what does the Bible mean?
请你注意。
Take note of this.
上帝永远是慈爱的。
God is always love.
永远是公义的。
And God is always justice.
当上帝用慈爱对待人的时候。
When God treats us with his love.
他有决定的权柄。
He has the power to decide. But when he judges us in righteousness, he has absolute freedom.
那么当上帝对待一个人从慈爱转到公义，从公义转到慈爱的时候，那表示这个叫做上帝的后悔。
When God moves from his love to his justice, or from his justice back to his love, it is God that regretted. When God says he wants to judge Nineveh,
上帝回心转意说我要赦免你，这个叫做上帝的后悔。
And then he says, I will forgive you. This is called the regret of God.
无论他的公义，无论他是来哪一种都好，都是他的本性，所以他从来没有改变。
Whether it is his love or his righteousness, these are all his attributes. He has never changed.
用这个办法去了解圣经。
We need to understand the Bible through this method.
那对上帝的万能我已经解释了。
I have explained the omnipotence of God.
为什么上帝让那么多坏人做统治者？
Then why would he allow evil men to be rulers?
如果上帝永远只让好人做统治者，
If God only let the good rule,
那么人就没有自由选择坏，选择好。
We will not have the freedom to choose good and evil.
所以上帝一定要让坏人存在。
So God would allow the existence of the evil person.
一定要让魔鬼存在。
The existence of the devil.
我21岁的时候，
When I was 21,
我写一篇文章，题目叫做《为什么上帝不消灭魔鬼》。
I wrote an article entitled Why Would God Not Destroy the Devil?
里面有几个理由。
There were some reasons.
如果没有魔鬼，
If there is no Satan,
那我们信上帝是理所当然的。
Then it would be very natural to believe in God.
信仰就没有挑选的这个前提，也没有自由的价值。
There would be no choice and no value of freedom.
为什么上帝不消灭魔鬼？
Why would God not destroy the devil?
如果上帝消灭了魔鬼，我们就没有得胜的对象。
If God destroyed the devil, there will be no upset
of victory. 得胜什么？很不知道得胜什么。
You say I have victory, but victory over what?
上帝说我得胜魔鬼，这表示了你很伟大。
But when you say I have victory over the devil, it means you are a great person.
上帝为了使你有得胜的可能，就留着鬼那边来给你捉弄他。
In order for you to have victory, the devil is left alone.
我们常常宁愿相信魔鬼，不相信上帝，我们就掉在自己的地内里面。
But we often want to believe in the devil and not God, and we fall into foolishness.
好像有鬼的存在，我们就一直失败；有鬼的存在，我们就没有盼望。有鬼的存在，使我们有得胜的可能。你没有看到这些？
We have not seen that the existence of the devil give us the opportunity to have victory. Instead, we always blame the devil.
我盼望你们听我讲道以后。
I pray that when you hear me,
消极性的信仰变成积极性信仰的基督徒。
You will become a Christian that once were passive into a dynamic Christian.
我认为我一直到你们中间来是浪费我的时间。
Or I would have feel that I've wasted all my time here.
Amen.
Amen.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
一个事情会发生。
When something happens,
我去可能死。
If I go there, I may die.
也可能不死。
Maybe I won't.
我相信上帝的大能是胜过魔鬼摧毁的能力。我应该先相信我去不会死，反正勇敢去。不要怕，因为会死就不去。因为你一不去，为什么？因为我怕会死。你就信魔鬼过于信上帝。但是你说我是信上帝，是自欺欺人。
When you say you believe in God, you must believe that the power of God is more than that of the devil. And before you go to a place, if you say that you're going to die or you're not going to die, if you say that you are going to die, you have believed in the lies of the devil first.
Yeah, you believe in the power of Satan more than the almightiness of God.
因为你相信撒旦的力量多过于上帝的力量。
现在很多基督徒过这种失败的心态的生活。
Many Christians have such attitude of failure.
很多人恩赐比我强。
There are many people more talented than I am, healthier than I am. But why would they not do greater tasks than I did? But because I have this dynamic faith that is greater than them. So if you have not learned this spirit from me, you cannot proclaim yourself as my student.
有很多人知道我很出名，就是我曾一个堂牧师叫过，结果这样他高兴一点点，我只很不高兴。
Many people like to tell people that, well, I have been taught by Dr. Tong, but actually I'm not too pleased with that.
因为他听了我的道，参加我的课程，还是过一个很消极的生活，对我来说，有这样的神真是羞辱我命。
Because people would attend my class and still remain passive instead of being dynamic, so I feel it's a disgrace to my course.
有的人听我讲的，还没有听一句完就一直点头，一直点头，我不知道他点什么，大概是弹簧错了。
Some people keep nodding even before I actually preach, so I don't know what they're doing.
但有些人听我讲的，眼睛瞪着这样，很不赞成，结果做了一番事业出来。
And some people stare at me because they don't agree with me, but yet they can do great work.
宁可你不要接受我的理论。
I would rather you do not accept what I'm preaching.
真正好好听。
But you listen intensely.
听了起奋斗。
And then have the spirit to fight on.
我一生最享受是什么？
The most enjoyment I have in life.
那些可以听我的话，而在很短时间有长进的人，我很喜欢跟他在一起。
Is to be with people who listen to my preaching and within a very short period of time be transformed in their lives.
听了一大堆没有什么长进的人，我虽然有时候很灰心。
But sometimes I'm discouraged when people hear me for many years and have no change.
你们听了六年了哈。
You have heard me for almost 6 years.
变成什么？你要向上帝交代。
So you have to answer to God for what you have transformed yourself into.
早期教会的闷他奴主义。
The early Montanism of the early church.
今天的灵恩运动有什么相同跟不同的地方？
When compared to the charismatic movement today, are there differences and similarities?
相同的地方就是注重感情。
The similarity is great emphasis on emotion.
注重个人的经历。
And on personal experiences.
不注重教义的问题。
And not on doctrinal issues.
夸大圣灵第三位格的工作。
And exaggerate the third person in the triune God, the Holy Spirit.
对第二位格圣子救赎的工作。
More than the work of salvation by the Son of God, the second person. These are the similarities.
不同的地方。
The differences.
是初期孟他奴主义。
Would be in the early church Montanism.
他们在教义没有形成以前。没有办法达到整套的教育系统的时候，先把这个抬出来了。
They first proposed all these things before systematic doctrines have been accepted.
而今天的灵恩派呢？
And charismatic movement today.
教育争斗已经经过了1000多年，已经成为很重要的形式又物理探测。
Propose this after systematic doctrines have already been accepted for 1000 years.
还有什么不同的地方呢？
Other differences.
孟他奴主义发展到一个地步的时候，
Montanism when it developed until a certain region.
他认为灵的工作比道的工作更要紧。
They believe that the work of the spirit is more important than the work of the word, the logos.
没有办法看到灵就是为了道做见证而赐下来。
And they do not realize that the spirit was given as a testimony for logos.
代表一些个人超自然的宗教经验等于就是圣灵自己的工作。
And they also treat the personal supernatural experiences as similar to the work of the Holy Spirit.
甚至发展了一个用试探上帝的办法来证明他们有灵的工作在身上。
And also they develop a system where they will tempt God to prove the existence of the spirit.
结果他们有个女先知叫做 Maximilian。
And they have a woman prophet by the name of Maximilian.
圣灵与他同在，他要使领受叫基督从死里复活的灵把他抬起来，也不会有危险，就从山上跳下去，结果就死在山下，粉身碎骨。
Maximilian proclaimed that the Holy Spirit is with her, and so she will be protected. So she leaped off a tall mountain and then the died.
是灵恩运动
charismatic movement is not something that appeared recently only.
第二世纪中就出现
It appeared in the second century.
影响很大
There were great influence back then.
昙花一现
But it appeared for a while only.
经不起考验
It cannot withstand the test of time.
热情推广一个社会运动
With fervency trying to move the people.
以没有真理的本质的坚持性来慢慢自己收回下去。
If there is no element of the truth, it will die out.
今天的灵恩派
The charismatic movement today
写不出一本伟大的解经书出来
cannot produce a single great expository book.
今天的灵恩派
The charismatic movement today
有办法把整个信仰最伟大的神学系统把它交代清楚。
Cannot give to us the correct and systematic theology of our faith.
今天的灵恩派
the charismatic movement today,
也不知道到底是圣经的权威更高，或者他们领受的启示更高。
Made us confused as to whether the authority of the Bible is higher or their own experiences.
今天的灵恩派
the charismatic movement today,
使人感觉到他们心里的超自然、形上的感受的喜乐，是明白过于他们明白圣经所应该有的喜乐。
Help us feel that the joy that they express in their fervency is more than the joy as described in the Bible.
今天的灵恩派
The charismatic movement today
把所谓 apostolic faith 解成现象的而不是真理内容的
They describe apostolic faith as a phenomena and not part of the truth.
什么叫做使徒传下来的信仰
What does the faith that is given to us by the apostles mean?
赶鬼说谎言行神迹
They mean to them is tongues, signs and wonders.
现见异象说预言
Seeing visions and prophesying.
因为使徒的时候有这些，为什么现在我们没有？我们要承继使徒的信仰，就是那些。
They say that this is what the apostles have given to us from the early church.
使徒的信仰是那些吗
？Is this indeed the faith of the apostles?
如果是那些的话
，If it were the case,
那么那些背后他们信什么呢
？Then what else would they be believing?
我们是真正传递了使徒的信仰。
We are the ones that really have inherited the faith of the apostles.
使徒所信的是哪一位呢？
Because whom did the apostles believe?
我信全能的父，创造天地的主。
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth.
我信我主耶稣基督。
I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵感应，从真理所生。
Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary.
在比拉多手下受难。
Suffered under Pontius Pilate.
受死埋葬，钉在十字架上。下阴间第三天从死里复活
was crucified, dead and buried on the third and buried and ascended into hell and resurrected on the third day
三天将要还要从那里再来
I believe he ascended into heaven and will return from heaven
我信我的主将来要审判活人死人
to judge the quick and the dead
我信教会
I believe in the church
我信圣徒相同
I believe in the communion of the saints
我信身体复活
I believe in the resurrection of the body I believe in the
eternal 这是使徒的教训
These are the teachings of the apostles
一病神迹赶鬼这些东西是现象不是信仰内容
When you believe things like healing exorcism these are just phenomena not the contents of faith
那么在灵恩派里面走那条路的人
But those in the charismatic movement that move in this way
因为他不是从信仰内容去承继使徒
They did not inherit the contents of faith from the apostles
几乎灵恩派的教会没有个教会念使徒信经
And so not many charismatic church would recite the apostles creed
Not even one
Not even one.
那么他们所讲的所谓医病赶鬼，后来怎么样呢
？And then what do you do with this healing and exorcism?
耶稣说：“那日有人说我不是奉你的名赶鬼医病吗？”耶稣说：“我从来不认识你。”
Jesus Christ said, "On that day, some will proclaim, 'Did we not exorcise and drive out demons in your name?'" And Jesus said, "I never knew you."
自从五旬节教会兴起以后
，Since the Pentecost, a Pentecostal church,
他们对传统基督徒可以用几个步骤来挑战。
They were challenged Orthodox Christians with a few questions.
你信主吗
They were asked, "Do you believe in the Lord?"
我信的
We said yes.
你信你有没有真正自己邀请耶稣做你的救主呢
Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior?
你说应该有吧
You say, "Well, maybe, probably."
我信的变成应该有吧，不然怎么会叫他信的呢？你再开始怀疑了。
And so you start to doubt yourself.
那如果你领受了主耶稣，你有没有带着赦罪的把握呢？
Then they ask you, do you have the confidence of forgiveness?
你从应该又变成大概会的吧。
And then from maybe to probably.
主耶稣一定会赦免我的罪。
Surely Jesus will forgive me.
他问第四个问题，那你领受了圣灵没有呢
？And then the fourth question is, have you received the Holy Spirit?
这个什么意思我就不懂了。
Then you say, well, I don't know what that means.
我有没有领受圣灵啊
？Have I received the Holy Spirit?
怪不得你没有领受圣灵。
So he said, That's why.
领受圣灵是有证据的。
They will tell you there's evidence for the Holy Spirit.
这样吗？什么证据？
Then what's the
evidence? 会说方言的。
You will speak in tongues.
那我就没有了。
Then you say, well, I never done that.
教会没有圣灵吗？
So he said, your church does not have the Holy Spirit.
几句话你就整个垮了。
So in a few sentences, you will collapse.
垮了以后呢？
After that,
你就很羡慕他们。
You will add the envious.
有圣灵吗？
You say the Holy Spirit is there.
神迹吗？
The miracles is there. Healing is there.
变得太多了，所以呢，它容易发展。
So they can develop very quickly.
那么正统教会的牧师讲来讲去，没有人清楚。
Orthodox church preachers will preach and preach and no one will believe.
伟大的音乐冷冰冰的。
They have great music, but people react coldly.
暗暗就说，我如果走灵恩派的道路，我就教会有前途了。
So the minister may think quietly that if I go the charismatic way, there will be a future.
慢慢慢慢慢慢，从牧师开始，音乐改一改。
So from the minister, they will first change the music.
伟大的圣诗丢在仓库。
Great hymns will be thrown away.
然后肚子饿在路边找人家丢在路边的东西拿来吃。
And then when they're hungry, they'll pick leftovers from others.
我们把那些烂音乐带到礼拜堂来。
We bring all this lousy music into the church.
这些烂音乐倒是很有精神的哦。
But they are very inspirational.
因为很多人礼拜一做到拜六已经累死了，礼拜天想到礼拜堂来安息吗？
Many people are tired from Monday to Saturday, and so on Sunday they need to rest in church.
安息也没有精神怎么办呢？
Then, but they have no spirit.
所以把这些睡觉的人全部吵醒来。
So let us wake all of them up with loud music.
怎么样吵醒呢？
How would we do that?
很大的鼓，轰隆隆隆隆隆隆，你就醒了。
And so we use the drum set.
那你有更大汗的。
Then you will start to
shout. 原来你闷了一个礼拜，有机会汗汗，心里是很舒服的。
And it's very pleasing to be able to shout after one whole week of hard work.
这种作曲家就出现了。
And so composers would start to appear.
曲子就取代了传统的圣诗。
And all the tunes, new tunes will take over traditional hymns.
不管到礼拜堂是不是平静，是不是心里舒服。
You don't quite care whether you come to church for peace and quiet.
有没有机会发挥我自己一下？
You think about whether you can come and express yourself. Because life is bitter and difficult.
做礼拜的时候可以发松一下。
And when I'm in worship service, I can express myself.
我告诉你，如果你病很重哦。
If you are very sick.
我给你有机会大喊大叫二十分钟，你病会好一点点。
And I give you the opportunity to scream for 20 minutes, you'll probably recover a bit more.
你不相信。
If you don't believe me.
你跑到一个地方没有人的地方大喊。回去一定舒服的。
Go to a place where no one is there and just scream out loud, you will feel better.
这种心理现象。
This phenomena.
已经借着基督教的名称跑到教会里面来。
Has gone into the Church of Jesus Christ.
灵恩派的祈祷赞美去唱啊唱，很舒服。
So people feel enjoyable in worship and praise.
唱到最后累了。
In the end, you get very tired.
大家唱完了。
After all the songs.
想到的时候。
When the time comes for preaching.
主啊，你体贴，我本体不过是尘土。
You say, Oh Lord, remember that I'm but made of dust.
我心灵愿意，肉体软弱。
I'm willing in the spirit, but weak in the flesh.
你很了解我，让牧师讲他的，知为知，不知为不知，是知也。
And so let the pastor say what he wants, and I will just rest.
给你的感情，给我礼拜天可以来休息。
He say, Thanks be to God, I can rest on Sunday.
就这样啊。
It's as simple as that.
你听什么道理？
So what sort of sermon have you heard?
你建什么信仰？
What sort of faith have you built up?
你礼拜天在这里听一个月，比在灵恩派听一年更得到东西。
You may receive more here in one month than a year in a charismatic church.
如果你不听话
，If you are not obedient,
你一次来没做礼拜二十年。
You keep having worship service there for 20 years. 20 years later,
如果我还活着
，If I am still alive,
你也活着
，You are still alive.
我把你叫来问你十个问题，你九个不能答。
I will ask you to come forward and I will ask you 10 questions. I am sure you cannot answer 9 of them.
糟蹋时间。
You would have wasted all your time.
浪费光阴。
And wasted all the resources.
气氛中间。
Only because the atmosphere is good.
人为的现象中间。
In a man-made phenomena.
相信什么叫做不知道的权威。
And you believe in a power that is not understandable.
灵恩派的领袖。
And a charismatic leader
常常给人一个权威的形象
often appear with power
好像到他面前什么问题都可以解决
as if they can solve all your problems
严格地问他
strictly speaking
这些大有权威形象的人什么东西不懂
they would not know many things
是很可怜的事情
this is something very sad
你要快快回来
so you must return to the Orthodox church
我是回来但是我的牧师比他的牧师更不像样怎么办
you say well I've returned to my church but my minister is worse than the minister
那你祷告求主兴起你做比两个都更像样的牧师就好了吗
then you need to pray that God will raise you to be a better minister
就是这样简单的事情
it's as simple as that
施比受更有福
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
用在教会的事情上，奉献是不是正确？
It is right. Is this right to use all upon the matter of offering?
施比受更有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
施是给人。
To give is to give to others.
献是给神。
But to offer is to offer to God.
施给上帝。
You don't give to God.
我不知道这个施英文叫什么。
Give. Give.
I give to you. 可以的。
You can give to God.
上帝 give you, 你 give 他 give 来 give 去嘛。
God will give you and you give back to God.
你绝对不能施舍给上帝。
But you cannot just
throw it to God. 帮助上帝。
Or to help God.
如果我要建立一个礼拜堂。
If I were to build a church.
每一个人写你用信心的献多少。
I want everyone to pledge in faith.
一个很有钱的人来。
And a rich man will come.
他说唐牧师。
And he will say, Dr. Tong.
今天写完了以后。
After everybody write their flowers, anything that's not enough,
我来包,
I will take care of it.
好不好?
Is this a good thing?
很多牧师在感谢主听我的祷告。
Ministers, many ministers say, thank God for someone like him.
现在不必再用信心一直求了，因为应许来到了。
I don't have to have faith because your promises is been made.
神印证这礼拜天建成功了。
God has affirmed that this church will be built.
我就遇到这样的情形。
I have met the case like this.
很有钱的人来对我说。
A very rich person came to me.
我包。
He said that anything that's not enough, I will take care of it.
对不起，不。
I said, I'm sorry, no.
你要奉献，今天你写要献多少
？If you want to offer to God, write down what you want to give.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为如果不够我包，表示如果够你就不给，对不对？
It means that if we can raise enough funds, you will not offer, isn't it?
那你就失去机会了。
Then you would have missed opportunity.
我舍不得你没有机会奉献。
I want you that opportunity to offer.
第二
Secondly,
真的不够，大家要谢谢你，因为没有你，教会就不成了。
If indeed we do not have enough funds and you come in to take care of it, then everybody has to thank you.
变成全教会的恩人了。
You would become the beneficiary to all, to the benefactor to the church.
大家说这个教会会成功，是因为他包才成功。
And,
包成的
and many people will say that the church has been built successfully because of this man.
有神的荣耀加上你的荣耀才成功的。
And the glory of God must be added with your glory for it to be successful.
第三，教会养成习惯，不管够不够，总会有人包的。
Thirdly, they will be happy in the church that no matter what happens, someone will take care of it.
他们信靠上帝的事情，因为你肯包，就减低了。
And their faith will be reduced because of your presence.
第四呢？
Fourthly,
他们永远要谢谢你，因为你是老板的一部分嘛。
They will always have to thank you because you are part of the leaders.
很不是没有了，很少牧师像我这么笨的。
Not that there are no ministers that will do this, but few ministers will be like me. Why did I say this?
我深信一句话， church is a place.Everybody contribute, but belongs to none.
教会应该是每一个人都能够贡献，但是不属于任何人。
没有属于任何一个人。
It doesn't belong to anyone.
教会不是我的。
The church is not mine.
教会不是几个老板的。
Or a few important people.
教会每一个基督有份的。
But it belongs to all Christians.
出一万的跟出十块的哪一个大？
Who would have given more, the one that gave $10,000 or the one who gave $10?
数目来看，出一万的。
Quantitatively speaking, $10,000 is a lot more.
尽心尽力来看，可能一万的他有财产1000万，所以他的一万是千分之一。
But the person that gave $10,000 may be worth millions, and so it's just a tiny bit.
一个人如果他只有50块，他奉献10块，他是十分之二。
But when a person only has $50 and he gives $10, he has given 20%.
人是看外貌，上帝看内心。
We like to look at the exterior, but God looks into our heart.
我最有钱人，我很客气。
I am courteous towards the rich.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他不因为他有钱，他一定是罪人吗？
Because although they are rich, it doesn't mean that they must be sinners.
我对穷人我也很客气。
I'm also courteous towards the poor.
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富或者贫贱。
The life of a human being is not dependent on his wealth.
只有神看他的心。
Only God can see our heart.
如果一个人出失败，我就看不起他。
If a person is rich and I look down on him,
我就不是上帝的仆人，我是钱的奴隶。
I am not the servant of God, I am the servant of money.
如果一个人出了几千万，我就对他特别好。
If I am especially good to someone who is very rich,
他就用钱把我掳去了。
He would have captured me with his money.
In order to keep my freedom to be the true servant of God,
因为我要成为上帝的仆人，能够保持我的自由。
I do not submit to any rich people or compromise.
我从来不会为金钱来做妥协，或者去向有钱人要钱。
所以，如果有钱人出了很多钱
，If the rich has given a lot of money,
我不是说谢谢你
，I will not say, well, thank you so much.
我 我要问他，你十分之一奉献出来了没有？
I will ask him, have you tithe?
你不要骗我。
Do not lie to me.
所以我在我教会说，我不多讲钱。
In my church, I do not preach often about money.
当我讲钱了，我要用铁牙咬你。
But if I were to preach about money, I will bite you with an iron teeth.
我不会放过你。
I will not let you go.
在印尼有很多的教会。
In Indonesia, there are many churches.
政府注册的时候。
When they are registered with the government.
主席是丈夫。
The chairman is the husband.
财政是师母。
The treasurer is the minister's wife.
文书是长子。
The secretary is the elder son.
其他的是第二个儿子。
Others' job will be held by the second son.
教会管钱的时候呢？
In terms of finance,
他讲到很大声、很激烈，很多人听到，结果会有几千个，十分之一全部就是他一个人的。
They preach greatly about tithing, and there are thousands of people, and the tithe go to their family.
为什么呢？
Why?
十分之一是立位人，我家是侍奉主，我就立位，姓立，名叫卫人。
They say that well, the tithe is for the Levite, and since we are all servants of God, so it belongs to us.
人家立位人是十二支派里面一个整整的支派。
But the Levite is referred to the entire tribe among the 12.
不是一家几个人叫做立位支派。
Not just one family.
所以我在印尼讲了大概十次的，这些人不是上帝的仆人，是教会里面的强盗。
In Indonesia, I preach about 10 times about this, that these people are not the servants of God, but robbers of the church.
像我这种人，哪里会很多人喜欢他呢？
So a person like me is not well liked by too many people.
不喜欢他才是正，不喜欢我才是正常人呢。
It is quite normal that people would not like me for what I preach.
不要把施舍跟奉献混为一谈。
And so do not mix offering by cashier giving.
十分之一不是奉献。
A tithe is not offering.
十分之一是应当献给上帝，是他的。
A tithe is something that ought to be given to God in the first place.
十分之一以后再交出来的才是开始你的奉献。
Things that are given beyond the tithe would then be offering.
为什么真理这么难解呢？
Why is it so difficult to understand the truth?
因为真理是真理吗？
Because the truth is truth.
所以难解吗？
So it's difficult to understand.
太容易解的就是小孩子的事情。
Things that are easy to understand belongs to the child.
真理本身有它的威严。
The truth has its own power.
真理本身有它自己的范围。
It has its own realm.
真理本身有它自己永恒性的价值。
The truth has its own eternal value.
所以不能用太快的暂时马上掌握全部。
And so we cannot easily try to understand it and comprehend it totally.
如果上帝是能够显灵，我们不是很容易就明白了吗？
Isn't it very easy to understand if God would to appear?
我用 Augustine 的一句话来回答你好不好？
I will answer you with a word from Augustine.
God, what they gain in their curiosity, will lose in their pride.
当一个人在好奇心里面所得到的、领受的，会在他的骄傲里面失去。
你如果看见上帝显灵了，
If you see God,
你以为你认识了上帝吗？
Does that mean that you would know him?
对人家，我这个是 first class Christian， 我见过他，你呢？
You will tell people, well, I've seen God. What about you?
那以后你不再追求了。
Then you will not seek after God.
因为你看过了。
Because you've seen him.
上帝向你显明了。
God has appeared to you.
你就很骄傲了。
You will become proud.
你的灵性永远不长。
Your spirituality will not grow.
上帝给我看，我就信。
You say God appeared to me and I believe.
好在上帝不听你的祷告。
Luckily, God did not listen to you.
上帝好，我给你看。你就死了，不是就信了。
If God appeared to you, you will be struck dead.
因为你见着他的日子，你一定要死。
Because the day you despise him, you will surely die.
太圣洁、太威严的光中的上帝，你是谁？
He is the Lord of all light. Who are you?
感谢主，常常不听我们的祷告。
Thanks be to God that He would not listen to us too often.
大家说一二三。大家说一二三，感谢主。常常不垂听我们的祷告，下一句更明白。感谢主，常常没有答应我们的傻祷告。一二三，感谢主，常常没有答应我们的傻祷告。我们的祷告很傻，你知道吗？
Many of our prayers are foolish indeed.
或者主啊，给我死吧。
When we have difficulty, we say, "Oh Lord, kill me."
或者主啊，再给我死吧。
And then after a while, "Oh Lord, kill me again."
说啊，哎呀，好在我没有听到，不然要叫他死，叫他复活再死再复活，麻烦的半死。
And the Lord will say, "You are so troublesome, we're going to make you die and resurrect you again."
不听你祷告算了。
So He will not listen to us.
我是一个芭蕾舞的老师。
I am a ballet teacher.
今年六月份参加一个基督教的 dancer retreat。
I participated in a Christian dance retreat.
The Christian dance collective
workshop.
Workshop. 那天我心里一直都很有感动。
In my heart, I am moved.
在这以前，我也向上帝祷告很久。
I have also been praying to the Lord.
希望上帝能一生用他给我所赐给跳舞的才干来侍奉他。
Let the Lord allow me to serve Him in this talent of dance.
请问你对跳舞侍奉有什么意见呢
？What is your opinion towards dance and worship?
很少人问我这个问题。
Very few people ask this question.
因为他们知道我不会跳，我只会站在讲台。
Because they all know I cannot dance.
所以我的跳舞可能是世界上最难看的人。
Yes, I'm a lousy dancer.
但我记得。
But I remember.
季牧师问过一个问题。
Reverend Andrew G once answered the question.
基督徒可以跳舞吧
？Can Christian dance?
人家去问我这个问题。
So people ask me that question.
我说可以。
I say yes.
特别是夫妻两个人。
Especially husband and wife.
关在房间里大跳特跳最好的。
It's best if you close the door in your room and you can dance any way you want.
基督徒不可以跳舞。
So who say Christians cannot dance?
那么基牧师回答是什么
？Andrew G said.
你要小心。
You must be cautious.
随便跳舞。
If you just dance any way you want.
危害别人的。
You may harm others.
不要忘记所罗这个萨罗米，萨罗米跳一次舞，约翰的头就掉下来了。
Do not forget that John the Baptist's head was beheaded because of the dance of Salome.
是最好不要跳舞厅去。
So the best thing to do is not to go to a disco deck.
寂寞式的就回答有圣经根据的。
So there are biblical bases.
我回答也没有反对圣经的。夫妻在房间大跳特跳，哪里有犯罪？没有事吧
？But I said that it's okay too. The husband and wife dance in their own room.
如果人问我可不可以跳舞，我说可以。
I always tell people you can dance.
夫妻自己跳
Husband and wife.
一天到晚摸别人的手才跳，那很危险的。
But it is dangerous if you were to dance with strangers.
每天跳换不同女人的手，你看你这个手这么一直跟女人的手在一起，有什么好处呢？
They are not nothing quite good if you keep touching the members of the opposite sex.
有慢慢的就不要摸你太太的时候，不是麻烦了吗
？Maybe in the end you would not want to touch your wife's hand.
好好思想。
So you got to think about this carefully.
但是当你看这个 Swan Lake,
but when you look at Swan Lake,
你看这个叫做什么？叫 Nutcracker Street.
Or the Nutcracker Street.
或者你看这个其他的叫做这个才告诉你一个是叫什么？叫 Sleeping Beauty 的是吧？
哦 ，Sleeping Beauty。
哇，这些芭蕾舞真是把人体形象那个美妙的创造或的灵活的应用的这个艺术的这个可能性，把它表现得无疑。
All these are great expression of the human beauty in movement。
你会很感谢上帝。
You would give thanks to God。
很多的芭蕾舞是很美的。
There are many great ballet dancers。
我想也不是不可能。
So I think it is not impossible.
但是问题就是无论做什么。
But the problem is, the point is that whatever we may do,
荣耀上帝。
We must do it to glorify God.
Christian dancer retreat, 那个到底是哪一种舞我都不知道。
I'm not certain what the Christian dance retreat would advocate.
或者是这个叫做什么叫做这个
Tango.
Tango.
Whether it's foxtrot or tango.
或者 waltz.
Or waltz.
或者疯狂的舞
，or some wild dance，
我不知道什么舞、就是。
So I would not know what this is.
请乔牧师叫我们用最简短、最精确的向人解释归正运动。谢谢你，你这个人是 very stingy。
Please tell us how to use the most concise manner to introduce the reformed evangelical movement.
用最简短的。
Use the most simple way.
快的办法。
The quickest way.
我也没有办法。
I don't have a way for you.
所以我解释归正运动，我用了六个礼拜。
So I used 6 weeks to explain the Reform Evangelical Movement.
那么今年我会给你们一次几个礼拜归正运动的这个讲座，好不好
？And this year we will spend a few weeks on this in the seminar.
等这段时间。
So just wait for it.
我们讲解归正运动是什么
？To try to explain what Reform Evangelical Movement is, what is the content?
归正运动的重要性。
The importance.
归正运动在历史上的贡献。
And the contribution in the history of mankind.
归正运动的文化使命。
The cultural mandate.
等等。
And all these things.
大家知道为什么归正运动这么重要
？That we will all know its importance.
世界上那么多宗教，为什么一定要选基督教
？There are so many faith in the world. Why do we have to pick Christianity?
每个宗教都是很好，叫人向上。
Every faith is good.
世界上那么多女人，为什么你选一个
？There are so many women in the world. Why would you choose one of them?
好像没有那个你就不能活下去一样。
As if you cannot live without that particular woman.
你不一样啦。
You say why it's different?
女人死了还在娶吗
？When a woman die, I can have a new one.
宗教换来换去也不好吗
？But faith, you don't change all over the place.
你要选。
When you want to make a choice,
不是说因为他最好。
You do not choose because he's the best. There are no comparison.
你又比较也不能够每一个先试试看才比较嘛。
And you cannot have a try out all the time.
为什么选一个呢？
Why you pick one?
你要谨慎，对不对？
It means that you have been cautious first.
为什么你选什么东西的谨慎？选宗教不谨慎。
Why are you cautious in selecting all other things except faith?
所以用谨慎的态度来处理信仰的问题是天公地道的事。
It is very natural to be cautious towards matters of faith.
你的不要紧，都是叫人向善啊。
You say, well, all faith teach us to do good.
但是我问你，
But my question to you is,
拜关公，
Some people pray to 关公。
关公又忠又义啊。
关公 is very supposedly very loyal.
有的人拜孔明。
And some people pray to 孔明。
孔明又忠又刺啊。
孔明 is happen to be very straightforward.
有的人拜皇帝。
Some people pray to Emperor Huang Di.
又是源头又是伟大。
Supposedly the first ancestor.
有的人拜尧舜。
Some people pray to 尧舜。
尧舜懂得让贤，不是专为自己的家的孩子着想。
And he was a person that thought about others rather than his own family.
很多做母亲的除了自己的孩子，根本没有办法跟他孩子相比。
Many parents will only take care of their own children and don't care about others.
尧舜不是如此。
Not for 尧舜。
明明别人比我孩子更好，当然别人做王，我的孩子没有资格替我。
He wanted other people's children to become the emperor rather than his own son.
你把这些人当作神。
If you treat these people as gods,
把孔子当作神。
Confucius is God.
你把释迦牟尼当作神。
Shakyamuni is God.
你把张飞当作神。
张飞 is God.
我现在问你。
My question to you is,
关公曾经对你说我是神，你要拜我，有没有？
Did 关公 tell you I'm God, pray to me?
释迦牟尼有没有讲过？
What about Shakyamuni?
孔子有没有说你要拜我？
Did Confucius say pray to me?
我是孔子。
I am Confucius.
你是孔孙。
You are the Confucius.
你要拜我。没有没有这个事情。
It never happened before.
所以穆罕默德也没有叫你拜他。
Muhammad also didn't ask people to pray to him.
释迦牟尼没有叫你拜他。
好，释迦牟尼。
所以很多宗教的信徒都是一厢情愿、自作多情的人。
Many followers of other religions actually are on their own.
耶稣说，
But Jesus said,
你们信上帝也当信。
You believe in the Father, you must believe also in me.
耶稣基督说，
Jesus Christ said,
跟随我的人不在黑暗里面。
Whoever follows me will no longer walk in darkness.
耶稣说没有子的也没有父。
Jesus Christ said, those without the Son do not have the Father.
耶稣基督我去为你预备地方，再来迎接你。
Jesus Christ said, I go to prepare a place for you and I will come back for you.
耶稣基督说因为活着你也活着。
Jesus Christ said, as I live, so will you.
除了我以外，没有人能回到父那里。
Apart from me, no one can go back to the Father.
基督是唯一告诉我们他是我们信仰的对象。
Jesus Christ is the only one that declared that he is the object of our faith.
世界上那么多宗教，
There are many faith in the world.
教主做人做一半，忽然间想要找真理，才找出一些他所说的大彻大悟的宗教。
They all come about because of some religious leader. Suddenly they wanted to find some knowledge and they tried to seek God.
他们就是人间里面最要找真理的一些少数的精英。
They are some of the best human beings that we have who try to seek for the truth of God.
只是耶稣基督不是。
But Jesus Christ was not like this.
我不是说耶稣不是精英。
I am not saying that Jesus is not the best.
我是说耶稣从来不需要找真理。
I'm saying that Jesus need not seek for the truth. I seek for the truth.
我爱真理。
I love the truth.
我护卫真理。
I defend the truth.
我高举真理。
I hold up the truth.
为什么你要寻找真理？
Why would you seek the truth?
你不是真理。
It means you are not the truth.
你没有真理。
You do not have the truth.
你要找真理。
So you must find it.
耶稣呢？
What about Jesus?
I am the truth.
我就是真理。
我就是真理。
I am the truth.
所以他不需要找。
So he need not seek for it.
因为他本身就是孔子要找，释迦牟尼要明白，苏格拉底要思想的那个真理的本体就是耶稣基督。
He himself is what Confucius, Socrates, and Shakyamuni tried to find.
什么证明？
How do you prove this?
这些伟人都承认自己有罪。
Because all these other great people confess their own sins.
耶稣说，
Except Jesus.
你们中间的谁能指出我的罪来呢？
Who asked the people who among you can point out my sin?
单单这句话，
Just this sentence alone.
历史上从来没有人有资格讲出来。
Will tell us that this is a sentence that no one else in history is qualified to ask.
基督是神，住在人的中间。
Because Christ is God living among us.
基督是道成了肉身。
He is the Logos coming in flesh.
自我第一人称的身份宣布彰显他是上帝的本体。
As the first person, he declared and manifested his divinity. So think about this carefully. From Genesis to now, how old is the universe? The scientists say it's billions of years. Those of you who have studied astrology, astronomy, when you look at a telescope, and into the universe, you will find that some stars have become red.
Red
drop. This is called red shift. Red shift. When it moves, the red color is produced.
Red shift phenomena, 什么意思?
What does the phenomenon of red shift mean? It means originally the star was not there.
因为它移动的结果就产生了红色的现象出现。
But because it's on the move, it looks red.
那这样追讨，反过回溯来追讨。
And if you trace it,
表这个星本来是更靠近太阳。
It means originally it was closer to the sun.
因为它一直扩散，所以红移现象就显明出来。
Because it keeps expanding, so there's a red phenomena.
那么从这个红移现象，
from the red shift phenomena,
推理到几十万年以前，它本来是很靠近。 在几十万年更靠近，本来是应该是集中在一起的。
The theory is that for billions of years ago, then it actually one more.
爆炸以后，and
then a big bang occurred.
那瞬间就越来越开，越来越开，越来越变成这么广大的一种。
And then all the pieces will start to fly, and then expand and fly away from each other.
这里它是扁平发展的。
And the universe supposedly developed in a flat way.
距离圆的不得了。
A long distance from one point to the other.
南到北是很扁的。
But very short distance from top to bottom.
如果一针一针回溯的最后的最终点的话，表示一定有个中心点从那边爆炸出来。
It traces backward, it means that there must be a beginning point.
这样就产生一种宇宙哪里来的，叫做 Big Bang Theory.
This is called the Big Bang Theory.
大爆炸论，那大爆炸论是20世纪才科学家想出来的。
It's something that's proposed in the 20th century by scientists.
最以前呢是康德跟拉普拉斯的天文学的理论。
Before this, it is the thinking of Kant and Laplace.
叫做星云学。
It is.
我知道英文是什么。那这个宇宙的就一直运动的就很多的星云就归在一起了。
Talks about how the cosmos is always moving and there are a lot of clouds.
大爆炸论。
But the Big Bang Theory
是表示在某一秒钟的千万分之一的时间里面。
It means that there is a moment in time in a split second.
有一个爆炸的事情。There
was a great explosion.
慢慢扩散就变成这么大、这么浩瀚、无边的大自然。And
the explosion created this very, very wide universe.
这个理论要讲什么？What
is this theory trying to say?
这样来说，相信宇宙有一个开始的时间。It
means that
是合理的。It
is logical that there is a beginning.
绝对吗
？Is this absolute?
不
，No.
因为红移现象的扩散。 会不会可能有一天有收束现象的，这样就周而复始，善来收去，收去善来，会不会继续不断这样循环呢？
People ask the question whether expansion will then lead to contraction and then go into a cycle.
就不一定证明有一个绝对的时间的开始。
So if this were the case, then there is no definite beginning.
所以如果你读这个 Stephen Hawking The History of Time 这本书，
If you read by Stephen Hawking's The History of Time，
读到前面。 到50面，你以为他是一个信有上帝的。
In the first 50 pages, you would have concluded that he is a person that believes in God.
也慢慢又发现他不一定是这种信仰。
But as you read further, you will discover that that may not be the case.
我告诉你，相信宇宙有一个开始。
But to believe that the universe has a beginning
是比相信宇宙没有一个开始更合理的。
It's more logical than to believe that there is no beginning in the universe.
在柏拉图的哲学里面。
In the philosophy of Plato,
Demiurge 用已经有的物质作为材料创造世界。
The Greek god Demiurge built the world with existing material.
当然，他没有解释已经存在的物质是谁做的，是从哪里来的。
But Plato never explained where this existing material came from.
所以柏拉图的创造者，严格说起来，没有资格称为创造者，只能称为制造者、改造者、再造者。
So the creator in the concept of Plato is but just a worker who continued the work.
正创造的观念是希伯来文化对全世界的贡献。
The true concept of creation is a contribution of Hebrew culture.
对，所谓的创造是本来没有，后来变成有，就叫 creatio ex nihilo。
In Latin, it's creatio ex nihilo, building something from nothing.
圣经的第一面第一章就用了不同的三个字提到造这个。
The very first page of the Bible used three different explanations to this.
一个是指 Bara,
the first one is Bara,
Asha,
Asha,
还有 Yasha,
and Russia.
那这个 Bara 什么意思呢？
Bara means
本来没有变成有。
Something coming out from nothing.
上帝的创造。
The creation of God.
柏拉图哲学没有。
Not in the Plato's understanding or other Greek philosophers. Only this Bible.
基督徒啊，你不要给人家轻看了，就以为你的圣经是普通一本古老的民族的历史书。你不要给他骗了，这本书太伟大了，你知道吗？
This is indeed a great book. Do not think that this is just a collection of ancient writings.
中国的创造论叫做盘古开天下，在鸡蛋里叮咚叮咚变成这个。这不是科学。
The Chinese believe that the world comes from an egg.
印度的创造论，一个大象摇一摇，那么就地面的就形成了。什么科学？
The Indians believe that an elephant was shaking and so the world was still.
基督上帝创造天地用巴拉，本来没有变成有。
The Bible tells us that God created everything out of nothingness.
You can never find out any book is greater than this book, only in describing how this world come from and how this world was created.
在创造论里面，你不会找到另外一本比这一本圣经更伟大的书。
所以不是单单创造论，任何一论。
In anything.
单单在创造的事情上都没有一个文书，没有一个文化可以写出这样的话语。
In creation alone, you will not find in any culture.
我告诉你，我真是尊重圣经的体无完肤。我真的每一节我曾经读过的，我是一生一世想它伟大到什么地步。
I've always been meditating on the word of God on how great it is.
今天很多的基督徒把圣经当作可有可无、随随便便，人家骂你也是不要紧，让他骂，反正我们已经被人家骂惯了，岂有此理。
Many Christians today are not able to defend the Bible, and they say, "Well, we are used to be the scolding."
宇宙有多少年呢？
How many years is the universe?
我不管它有千千万万年。
I don't care how many billions of years it has.
宇宙太大。
Because it's a large universe.
创造人类到现在。
But from the creation of mankind till today,
我们应当说呢，就是一万多年也没有违背科学。
Even if we say it is about 10 over 1,000 years, we are not against science.
人类的历史
，the history of man,
可考据的记录
，from records that we can find,
也不到一万年
，probably is about 10,000 years.
或者有 Jurassic Park,
whether there's Jurassic Park in the past,
或者有什么东西，反正人是最后葬。连嘎抓蚂蚁都比我们更历史更久的。
The fact is that we are the last in the creation chain. Even the ants is longer than us.
没有任何一种动物。
No other living being.
是比我们最老的祖宗还更年轻的，都是比我们的老祖宗亚当还更老的。
All other living beings are older than Adam and Eve when they were made.
上帝给你可以吃鸡，你就杀它，不要把一只苍蝇脚拉一个拉一个。你得罪他们吗？
So do not torture things like housefly by yanking off their legs.
好了，宇宙多久我不管。
I do not care how long the universe is.
人类历史多久
？But the history of mankind.
两个理论。
Two theories.
几千年、几万、几千万年。
Tens and thousands of years.
北京人多少年？几百年。
All kinds of early men.
Heidelberg man.
Heidelberg man.
Cro-Magnon man.
Cro-Magnon.
Pigou man.
Pigou.
Tanganyika man.
Tanganyika
man.
Peking man.
Java man.
Japan,
East African man.
East African man.
后来想出第一个女人，不是叫做夏娃，叫做 Lucy。
Lucy, yeah, the first woman is called Lucy.
Miss Lucy, 啊，Lucy 看了你会挂死。
But it's a very scary looking thing.
其实这些都是人假想。
These are all imagination.
照我知道的。
These are what I know.
最后发现一件很对圣经有利的事情。
There is something that's discovered that's good for the Bible.
所谓的进化论化身那猿人的那些不同。
The bones of this early man.
找不到他喉咙里面有声带的地方。
They cannot find vocal cords.
Vocal cord is the greatest invention.
其实声带是最大的一个发明。
喉咙。好了，他不会说我很喜欢你啊，你今天回来不回来，他不会讲的。
A dog can only bark, he cannot speak.
发音的声带的构造需要的地方，是人真正的人里面才有。
Because this special construction of the vocal cord is present only in men. Why?
因为言语里面要表达的是意义。
Because language must express meaning.
意义的背后就是道理。
And meaning has a sense of reason.
啊，道理的背后就是 logos.
And behind reason is logos.
啊，人是个 logos.
And we are logos.
所以人是个小道，为了要体会大道，把道理讲出来，是需要明白意义，表示声音，能够把言语表达出来，所以需要一个声带。这个不是进化论的东西。
We are like a small logos trying to express the big logos, and so we need a voice to express the meaning.
你们讲圣经科学差那么多。
Then you say the Bible is so different from science.
科学说几百万年。
The science say they are millions of years.
几千年。
The Bible seems to say thousands of years.
我告诉你，
I tell you this.
这不是基督教的问题。
This is not a question of Christianity.
这是科学的问题。
Problem for the scientists.
如果你相信进化论的话，
If you believe in the theory of evolution,
人类有几万年、几十万年、几千万年。
Then human being would have existed for millions of years.
为什么文化发展的这么迟？
Why was culture so late in discovery?
Why the civilization appears so late?
Why the civilization?
And when it first appeared, immediately appeared as a very supreme high level civilization.
而且文明刚被发现的时候，立刻就是一个非常先进的文明。
巴比伦文化。
The Babylonian culture.
八千五百年好不好？
That is 8,500 years.Egyptian culture, 6,000
中国文化
，Chinese culture,
龙山文化，
龙山文化，
杨少文化，
杨少文化，
五千年好不好
？About 5,000 years.
一开始的时候
，When it starts,
就是了不起的文化。
It was already a great culture.
现在的人很聪明吗
？Are we very intelligent today?
现在的人呢，都来小学六年还不会毕业。
We studied in the primary school for 6 years.
几千年以前已经会做金字塔了。
But many thousands of years ago, they built a pyramid.The pyramid is so tall.
是上帝造的山以外最高的人造物。
It is the largest man-made object.
然后他就等。
And then they wait.
谁可以超过我？
Who will be bigger than me?
没有。
No one else.
巴比伦不能。
Babylonian, no.
罗马不能。
Not the Romans.
没有任何东西能比我更高。
Nothing is taller than the pyramid.
中国的万里长城很长，但是很矮。
The Great Wall is very short, very long.
君子大很骄傲。
So the pyramid is very proud.
他等多久你知道？
They had to wait.
等四千年。
For 4,000 years.
第一次给人家超过。
Before a building, it becomes taller than itself. By which building?
给巴黎铁塔超过。
The Eiffel Tower.
300公尺。
By 300 meters.
这以前。
Before this.
差不多被超过，好像没有。
It seems that nothing is taller than it.
德国的乌龙大教堂。
The Ulm Church in Germany.
还有 Cologne 大教堂。
And the one in Cologne.
基本的厉害。
About the same height as the pyramid.
151公尺高。
About 51 meters high.
这个金字塔就差不多那么高。
And that's how tall the pyramid was.
1889年。
By 1889.
Eiffel Tower 一起来300公尺高的时候。
Eiffel Tower was 300 meters tall.
金字塔说我千倍下半了。
The pyramid was overshadowed.
所以你不要以为人现在很厉害。
So do not think that we are very intelligent today.
金字塔几千年前建的。
The ancients built the pyramids.
厉害不厉害？
It was a great work.
每块石头。
Every piece of stone.
2500公斤。
Was 2500 kilograms.
放在40层楼高的上面。
It is moved up to about 40 stories high.
谁抬上去？
Who would move it?
大力士。
Was it Hercules?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
是谁放上去？
Who put up there?
我告诉你。
Let me tell you this.
中间有一块。
There is one piece in the middle.
2500公斤。
Not 2500 kilograms.
是325000公斤。
But 32,500 kilograms. 5,000 kilograms.
那一块子。320磅。
It is 320 tons.
一块。
One piece of stone.
怎么放上去？
How did they move it up there?
你们新加坡的工程师全部不及格。
All the engineers in Singapore would have failed.
如果活在那个时代、
If they lived back then,
这怎么做？
They would not know what to do.
几千年就那样。
And for a few thousand years they stood.
所以你说。
So for all of us.
人进化几百万年，慢慢慢慢慢，突然间几千年变得这么厉害，只有一个原因：上帝按照自己的形象样式造人。
How is it possible that civilization suddenly occurred? The only reason is that God has made us in His image.
你不要这样信吗？
Would you not believe in this?
你的自由。
It is your freedom.
但是呢，
However,
你一定没有比这个更好的答案。
You will not have a better answer.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
从前人那么聪明。
The people of the past are so intelligent.
现在人这么笨。
But the people today are so foolish.
表示什么呢？
What does it mean?
表示进化论不可靠。
It means the theory of evolution would not work.
否则人不是上帝。
Or we would have been more intelligent.
好了，我们时间到了。
Our time is about up.
那还有这么多怎么办呢？
There's so many more questions.
我就把它交托给主了。
I will give it all to the Lord.
虽然主曾经交给我，我交回去。
The Lord has given it to me, now I give it back.
好不好？那明年有机会再找一段时间，几个礼拜。今天没大问题，好吗？
We will find other opportunities.
所以我问你，这几个礼拜，
These few weeks,
听问题解答，
when you heard all this,
这是帮助，
have you been helped?
信心被坚固起来，
your strength, faith is strengthened.
感谢上帝。
You want to give you thanks to God?
举起手，我看看。
Raise your hand.
感谢上帝。有许多时候，
there are many times,
我讲完道友，人还没有信。
After I preach, people still will not believe.
解答问题有，他们变成要信。
But after I do question and answer, they will believe.
疑难除去的。
Because their questions have been solved.
It's
like Jesus said, roll away the stone.
所以拉萨路门前石头开了，死人就出来了。
And Lazarus came forth.
愿上帝赐福。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray. It's like Jesus said, roll away the stone.
所以拉萨路门前石头开了，死人就出来了。
And Lazarus came forth.
愿上帝赐福。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.